What's going on, guys? Tucker Bierman here, one of the owners and operator of Refined Tile and Design, coming to you on the Refining Exchange podcast. We're starting a new series called Under the Surface, where we talk to local business owners, operators, entrepreneurs in Wilmington, North Carolina, specifically in the residential trades. So we're excited to bring to you a couple of these stories, a couple of these business owners that service the area and that we love to get to work with. All right, what's going on, guys? Here with Alan from Intercoastal Cabinets. Getting to sit down and chat a little bit about your upbringing, your business, being in the residential trades, and kind of what makes your guys' company unique. So, Alan, we've worked together for a couple years now and built a little bit of a relationship, and it's been fun. Gotten to do some really great projects, and you're obviously one of the cabinet makers that we trust the most here in Wilmington. So kind of share some of your background, maybe pre-Intercoastal Cabinets, that kind of led you into starting that business.
Well, yeah, I didn't take shop in high school or anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But my uncle was a general contractor in Topsail, and, you know, I kind of like saw how successful he was, and I was like, you know, I want to be a contractor. And I went to school and stuff for that, to be a general contractor, and then went to work with a local, you know, trim guy, and he was like, man, you should do cabinets, you know. And I fell in love with it because, like, you know, when I was building houses and building docks, like, I'd, like, run back to the saw, and I'd always, like, make all these extra cuts. And Mark would be like, what are you doing, man? Like, you don't need to do that. So I fell in love with it right away, as soon as I did it, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. Like, I just loved perfection, like, the finished look, the customer's face, you know. You know, clients are happy with a deck and a house, but like the furniture side of it is really nice to and rewarding to see their face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, and you guys do such high-end work. Yeah. So it's like really fun to see some of those things that, you know, clients, you know, I've worked with you on projects where clients bring in just a picture. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, you're always the guy, you're like, I'll do it. We'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
And try to fit that space with that.
Yeah.
With that concept. Yeah.
So yeah, you've got a great skill and touch for that. So kind of talk, you know, tactfully, like what, when did you start the business?
I started it like, I don't know, what was it? Probably like 7 years ago,
Six, 7 years ago. So what were you doing right before that? And like, what was that launching point like?
I was working for that, you know, trim carpenter, and he did like, you know, countertops, cabinets, trim, you know, out on Figure Eight, Kent Warlick for Jimmy Burris.
Yep.
And ended up leaving there and went to work for Hollinsworth for 16 years and ran, like, you know, got their first piece of software, their first machine. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, went to, they, Hollinsworth sent me to school, you know, learned everything and designed, like, pretty much built Hollinsworth up for a custom shop. And then, I guess I kind of topped out over there, and, you know, he kind of let me go, and a bunch of the guys that have been there about 15, 20 years too. So we left, and I started installing for, like, local people like Prestige and Kitchen Blueprints and places like that. And, you know, I'd get clients call me all the time, be like, hey, I need some work, and, you know, I need some cabinets, can you get me some cabinets? And so I'd, like, you know, call like Brandon Perro or other people like that, and I'd be like, hey man, can I draw you this up and you make it, and me just get like 10%, you know, sales commit part. So I did that for a while, you know, installed, manufactured, and you know, sold a little here and there. And I was like, man, the next big job I get, I'm just going, like, rent a building and start buying
just
equipment.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So that was 7 years ago, 2017?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Robert High Development, Tony, yep. I had done some work for her before, and she called me. She was like, hey, we're building a new office. I need some cabinets. You know, I don't want anything kind of cheap. I want, like, nice stuff. And I was like, okay. So she was like, you know, I need drawings and everything to present to them. And I was like, man, how can I get drawings? So I worked with this cabinet software, you know, what I'd learned. So I called them and was like, hey, can I get a 30-day free trial? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to try to, you know, like, and I knew the sales rep, and he was like, yeah, I was like, I needed to get this job.
Yeah.
So I got a 30-day trial, did all the drawings, presented them, got a check, went and rented a building, bought some saws, bought the software.
Yeah.
And pretty much started from there and did that job and just kept doing little job after little job and putting everything back into the business and and finally grew like quick, man. So
how long before you started to get like a lot of traction?
Man, I mean, I was really busy right at first, man. Like
really?
Soon it, yeah. I mean, not like real big jobs, but like, you know, I'd get like one real big job and then a bunch of little jobs, mm-hmm. which would kind of, you know, fill in the gaps, you know, and then next thing you know, I'd get two or three more big jobs and it just kind of just stay like it's always been kind of full. There was like once, like, you know, right in the beginning of 2020, like when the COVID hit, where like I was like, man, like I was like a little worried, you know, which I still had work, but I was like, man, I need to start kind of looking for work, you know? And yeah. then next thing you know, COVID, and everybody wanted to start doing remodel work.
Blew up, yeah, it's
and
crazy.
So it was just like, it was like, the you know, it was so busy.
Yeah.
And
so what were some of, like, what were a couple of the biggest challenges for you in the first couple of years?
Just
like hiring people, getting jobs. Like,
well, I got lucky. I got lucky because the guys that I'd worked with for 20 years at you know my previous job, like they always told me, they were like, "Man, why are you working here? Like you're doing everything." They were like, "You know, you need to open up your own shop, and if you do, let me know, and I'll come work for you."
Dang.
And so as soon as I got hired on, you know, like. Guy I went to high school with, he's still with me, Eric, you know, and then Adolfo and all them, like everybody that used to work for me, they just came and jumped on. And so, like, it wasn't employee-wise, you know what I mean, at first, because, like, I had good help. I guess the challenge in the beginning was just, like, just capital, man, because, like, I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have any money saved up or anything. I was basically living job to job, you know.
Yeah. How was that?
It was tough, man, like, doing payroll. Because, I mean, you get paid so much for a job, you know, and you got to make material, labor, insurance, gas, like everything, and not just that, then you. So like I would pay all that stuff, and then whatever was left I would keep, you know what I mean, for that. And so
it's
like
hard, man.
It was tough at
how
first.
Many employees did you have the first couple of years?
I think, well, first it was three of us, and then it got like five real quick. And now it's like 14,
wow.
15.
How many in the shop versus the field?
There's six or seven. There's three and three. So six in install.
Yeah.
And then the rest are in the shop.
Wow. It's crazy.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, man. It's so. And you feel like you don't need any. You feel like you need more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you still can't get it all done.
Yeah. That's tough, man. Well. I commend you for that because that's tough to build the type of organization that you've built. 14 people is a lot.
It's a lot of people, man.
It's a lot of people to keep busy, a lot of people to be responsible for. So,
and I just knew, you know, back then working for that bigger company that, you know, I remember like, hey, like Christmas bonuses. We never got Christmas, you know. Like we got a thing of grits one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a jelly, you know. It's just like dumb, you know, and – you know, everybody was always like, oh, you know, wish they made more money and stuff like that. So that's just been one thing that I've, like, always done is, like, take care of the employees, mm-hmm. take care of the customer, and everything else will work its way, you know.
Take care
so,
of itself,
like, yeah, so I do good bonuses. I do, you know, I take care of them so they want to work there, you know.
It's awesome, man.
Because you can't do it without a good team, like, you know, good employees. I mean, you can do a small one. I've had people tell me before, they're like, oh, you need to go small, you know, just do it all yourself. And I'm like, no, man, like I want to build something that, you know, I can be proud of and my son can be proud of. And so like, it ain't been about the money that I make has never been about that. I just want to grow something, a brand, and be proud of it.
That's cool, man. So we talk about AJ some because he's a soccer player. Yeah. I played soccer. I'm kind of jumping around on the question list, but how do you balance that? How do you balance, you know, he's traveling a ton right now. Kid's a stud. I watch his videos all the time. How do you handle the work-life balance?
It was tough at first, man. And to own your own business, like, I will say that it was helpful versus, like, trying to work for somebody else, you know, because you could kind of set your own schedule. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew I had to pick him up at this time or you know, in the beginning, it was like I'd get to work at, like, 8:30, 9, and then I'd have to leave at, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You know, every day. So, like, that time I was, like, you know, scheduling this, doing this, and I had to be out by then, you know.
Yeah.
And just not recently, man, he finally get his license where, like, I don't have to worry about that, you know. But it's tough, man, because those school lines, they get long, man. Like, you know, you leave at, like, 7, and then next thing you know, you're not even getting out of the school line until, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know.
It's a lot of perks of owning your own business.
But yeah, I mean that, and I will say I wouldn't have been able to do it without having my own business because, you know, weekends we go travel, you know, we leave early on Friday and you can't do that. It's a lot easier to do if you own your own business. You know?
And have a team that can operate while you're gone. Yeah. I think that's a big thing is, and again, I can see this within your business because, you know, I'll text you and you'll be like, I'm in Vegas. You're like, hit up, you know, text this person. They're going to get you taken care of. Like, you got to have those people in place to kind of give you the freedom.
Right.
I think that's what's tough about any young business, let alone a business in the trades where you're trying to retain employees is you want to have a level of leadership on the team that can take care of the business if you're not there. Because if not, you're tied to the business. And the business isn't generating revenue or able to kind of operate without you being there.
That's kind of where I'm at now is where I'm trying to get it where it'll basically run itself without, you know, me being there all the time. Because, Joe was telling me one day, he was like, you know, like listen to this guy, like tell him. And it was like, man, you like laid it all out for me what to do, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, man, that's a good point, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've been trying to do that to where it's not so much involved on me because it, you know, everybody thinks to your employees too that, oh, he's got it made, you know, like it's not, man, it's hard work, man.
Yeah.
I mean, well, hours, dude.
There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff as an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
You're laying your head down or a business owner, you're laying your head down thinking about the employees, you know what I mean? Making sure that there's food on the table every week and then you're the guy that everybody comes to. So there's a level of, you know what I mean, responsibility.
A lot of people don't understand, you know what I mean, until they're there.
Like there's a weight to that. Like I feel like I look at it like I'm a fitness guy. There's like a weight vest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I just don't think a lot of people can understand or appreciate. So.
And it takes a certain person to be able to like manage that, you know, and not. Yeah. Let it show, you know what I mean?
I like that too. I'm actually thinking a lot about that. Yeah, you don't want that stress or anxious presence or you're worried about cash flow. I'm worried about cash flow this week, right? It's just from the first week of the month kind of thing. And it's like, you're just thinking about it. And like you can't go to the team and be like, guys, I need you to do this, that, and the other to make sure we're right for this week. It's about encouraging them from a place of calm.
To be positive.
You're a super positive and like very energetic guy. Yeah. So I'm sure you have to be
sometimes,
super
it's hard.
Intentional to like stay chill.
Yeah, like I'm very animated and I'm like, you know, I'm like, and sometimes but I'm always the first one to be like, hey man, like, hey, or as soon as they leave or something, I'll text them like, hey man, like I'm just, you know, I got a lot going on. I'm sorry, you know, da, da, da. And
you're doing a great job.
You know what I mean? There's something else going on. It's not like I'm not mad at you or whatever, but yeah, man, it gets a little heated sometimes. And I think the best thing about it is like being accountable.
Speak to that. Cause I am a big believer in being vulnerable in front of your team. I think it's important to an extent. Obviously there's details and information and you don't want to be, you know, a sob story, but how do you approach, you know, vulnerability with your team with situations like that?
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, some people you can do certain things with and some people you can't. I've learned that from management position to owner position to or a coworker all the way up. Like, you know, some people you can cut around with and like, you know, like, hey man, quit slacking off, dude. Like, what the hell? Yeah. You know, some people take it personal and, you know, oh, like you just got to watch what you say. And the one, and then there comes a time where you just don't care as a business owner. Like, look, like, this is messed up, you know, da, 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 da. I expect this, you know, I'm paying, you know, and as long as you don't cross that path all the time, as long as it's like very, you know, every like once in a while or never, you know what I mean? But like, you have to do it.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, circumstances are going to happen for you to do it. Like, you got to show that side that shows like, hey, I am the boss and I do care about this finished product and I do care about how you're acting or how you're doing out there. Like, it's disrespectful. It's, I don't care what you got going on or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Like, you're representing me and this company, and not just me, but you're representing all these other people that are trying to do a good job, you know?
I think that's the unique thing about the trades too, right? Is like, you're talking about subcontractors, you know, the cabinet guys stuff goes on top of the tile guys stuff and the countertop guys stuff goes on top of the cabinet guys stuff, which then the electrician and the plumbers are working around them. And it's nice that we have a, you know,
a good,
we're very fortunate to work with some very great clients, very great contractors, very professional subs. And so working around each other has been pleasant, is usually pleasant.
Yeah.
But it's important that you're like looking at, you know, setting the next guy or the next trade up for success.
That's right. And to where they're going to talk good for you. Yeah,
100%.
To like, you know what I mean?
How many times you walk into a house and, you know, a trade is talking to a client about another trade? You know, you never want to.
And the builder too.
And the builder.
You know, like, for, you know, Conrad, like Tony, he's like we do all the, we'll do like, the under cabinet lights and the floaty shelves and like I was like, hey Tony, send me the LED strips, you know, I'll go ahead and have it all in and ready for you. And and he loves that, man. He's like, man, like you know, I don't even have to cut this stuff, it's already in there, it's already ready to go. Like anything, and I mean anything like that I can do to make the next guy's job easier,
dude. Like,
because I want them to, when they're over there leaning all over my cabinets,
careful,
you know what I mean, like don't scratch them up. Like I feel like if I'm precautious and I think about them, they're gonna think about me.
100%, dude. And you do a really good job at that. I've had situations where you're like, hey, can I, you want me to cover your tile up, you know what I mean? Make sure it's clean and taken care of. So dude, you do an awesome job at that. Well, last question, business wise and then we'll get you out of here. What do you feel like, you know, differentiates you from the marketplace, and not just necessarily to other cabinet makers, but just to the trades in general? You kind of just spoke to one of those examples, but.
Well, I working at other places, you know, the one thing I saw was like, you know, customer service was like just terrible. You know, they would say they're going to call, or they, you know, I've called like 3 or 4 times and, you know, and nobody calls me back, and they say, oh, they're going to call me back and they don't, and da 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 da. So like you know, growing up, I was just like, oh, you know, like I'm marking that down, you know. So I've always just been real big on communicating, like clean, you know, good work, clean. And then, you know, I'm always telling them, I'm like, look, I do a lifetime warranty on service. Like if something breaks, if something needs adjusting, if you don't like something, then I'll come fix it for free. You know, like I just, you know, and, you know, knock on wood or whatever, like I haven't had to do anything that's, you know, because I use the best slides, I use the best material. You know, I feel like if you do that, then, you know, like your pot and pans drawers, like my standard is I'll put the heavy duties in those drawers so I don't have, so that's the best slide you can get for those. You know what I mean? So, like, if I put the best in there now, I don't have to worry about the slide not working or something down the road. So I guess the biggest thing I would say is just like customer service, man, like take care of the client, you know, no matter what they want, right or wrong, you know what I mean? It goes a long way.
That's huge, man. That's really good. Yep. Well, again, if I haven't encouraged you enough, I think you guys do an awesome job. You got a great team. All the guys that I've gotten to deal with over there, and ladies, in the office have been fantastic. And, you know, we appreciate any chance we get to work with you. You guys hooked us up in our new showroom, at our new Refined Tile and Design showroom. It looks fantastic. And we get to have conversations around those a lot. So, you know, it's been really great to get to work with you. And I appreciate you taking some time to share your story with us.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Refining Exchange podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to bringing you the next one.